The Tax Commissioner Chris Jordan has announced significant changes in response to a joint Four Corners and Fairfax Media investigation, despite labelling the report offensive and inaccurate. The investigation heard from former ATO staff who described a toxic workplace culture where vulnerable small businesses were deliberately targeted to meet revenue goals. Mr. Jordan has been scathing about the story, but also confirmed he has not lodged a formal complaint with the ABC. Here's political reporter Henry Bellow.
The Tax Commissioner arrived at Senate Estimates with a pre-prepared statement.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, and good morning. I have been looking forward to this opportunity.
In it, Mr. Jordan took issue with the title of the Four Corners program, A Mongrel Bunch of Bastards.
Why did the ABC think it was okay to call the staff of the ATO a mongrel bunch of bastards? I can assure you the people working at the ATO are not mongrels or bastards.
He's also upset at one small business advocate who likened the ATO's treatment of small businesses to being cooked slowly until you are roasted and dead.
How ridiculous, how ludicrous and absurd is such a statement.
Mr. Jordan said the story potentially breached the ABC's editorial policies, prompting questions from Labor's Christina Keneally.
Did you lodge a complaint with the ABC?
No.
So you've come here today at Estimates with a range of statements about the ABC's quality of reporting, but you haven't lodged a complaint with the ABC.
Well, I haven't ruled out in the future.
In a statement, an ABC News spokeswoman told PM they're sticking by the story.
The report has directly prompted two separate investigations into the Revenue Office by the Treasury and by the Independent Inspector General of Taxation, Ali Nauruzzi. Despite his criticisms, ATO Commissioner Chris Jordan has announced that he has asked the National Audit Office to review debt collection procedures.
The tax boss also announced new powers of appeal for small businesses. He says this shouldn't be seen as an admission of guilt, but instead a step towards restoring confidence in the ATO.
Have there been cases that we should look into and see what we can do to resolve issues quicker or circuit break a process that seems to be bogged down? Yes.
At the moment, companies with revenue less than $250 million are unable to request an independent review of their accounts. Mr. Jordan says that's about to change.
We are going to trial an independent review process for certain small business audits from 1 July, with the intention over time that businesses, regardless of size, have access and rights to a fit-for-purpose review prior to the finalisation of an audit.
That's something the small business community has spent years campaigning for, with the ATO hesitant to embrace change.
Look, the view of the ATO is it would be expensive, that there's lots more small businesses than there are big businesses. There's been a whole range of reasons why not to do it.
Kate Carnell is the Small Business Ombudsman. She says the new approach is overdue and will be welcome news for many small and medium business owners.
Look, I have no doubt that the media reporting has produced a change in the way the ATO is going to handle some of the issues that were highlighted on the ABC program.
Henry Bellow with that report.